Fiona is here now with her first look at this morning's papers.
That new report from the ASRI about the implications of the dominance of large-scale private operators in the nursing home sector generates the lead story in today's Irish Times and Irish Examiner, citing how 14 medium to large-scale operators now provide about 40% of all beds in nursing homes nationally. The Times runs with the line that one in five small rural nursing homes have closed since the pandemic and that older people living in rural Ireland are likely to face a shortage of nursing home beds close to home as more large-scale facilities, many of which are funded by profit-driven international private equity firms, are opening in counties with bigger populations. Taking the line that the trend is likely to drive up the cost of nursing home care, the Examiner quotes a section of the report which describes how operators in the sector have transitioned from being passive price acceptors to being strong negotiators. The rising cost of health insurance receives coverage on the front of the Irish Independent, where Charlie Weston reports that thousands of consumers on some of the best value plans are likely to face an increase in their premiums when they go to renew them later this month. Weston reports that VHI has increased the cost of 12 of its corporate plans by up to 10% in a move that could cost some families €480 if they renew on the same scheme. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mail suggests that the government's U-turn on the decision to house families instead of 50 single male asylum seekers in Ballyrobe and County Mayo will embolden protesters to challenge future plans to house asylum seekers. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror both lead with the story about the upcoming court appearance of a former TD and serving councillor, who both papers report is to face an alleged offence of driving while under the influence of cocaine. The Irish Sun leads with the story about the Jeffrey Epstein court papers. Kelly's own words come back to bite him in the pocket. That's the lead headline in today's Belfast Telegraph, which in common with the Irish News leads with the High Court ruling that an attempt by Sinn Féin MLA Gerry Kelly to sue writer and journalist Malachy O'Doherty for claiming that he shot a prison officer should be thrown out of court, describing the libel action as scandalous, frivolous and vexatious, and ordering him to foot the legal bill for the case. The judge declared that the defamation proceedings related to Mr. Kelly's role during a mass escape from the Mays prison 40 years ago were untenable and referred to how Mr. Kelly had himself written about his role in the breakout in a book he wrote. And finally, Cillian Murphy is pictured in the front of lots of today's papers. The Times and Examiner both run with the same shot of him holding the Golden Globe Award he won on Sunday night. The picture in the front of The Independent, meanwhile, is of himself and his wife Yvonne on the red carpet at the ceremony. And the paper notes how the Cork actor was covered in lipstick from his wife's kisses when he went up to collect his trophy.
Fiona, thank you.